Hello, this is Arctic, and I'm here to celebrate the birthdays of the week. On Monday, happy birthday to Jacob C., Jemaya E., and Alexandria W. On Tuesday, happy birthday to Maxwell K., Demirian P., and Ross W. On Wednesday, happy birthday to Owen G., Jacob R., and Deani W. On Thursday, happy birthday to Victoria G., Samuel H., Loring K., and Baden M., and there are no birthdays on Friday or Saturday. And on Sunday, happy birthday to Liliana G. and Lucy K.
Welcome back to Poly Talk, and once again, this is Michael Blessing, and these are my opinions. Well, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm actually pleased with Hollywood. After Harvey Weinstein was caught up for his horrendous crimes, more people are standing up to sexual predators. The only thing that seems a little bit odd to me is that it took 25 years to call this guy out. I mean, seriously, this is just not right, and it can't happen. It's like he goes up to you and says, "Knock, knock, who's there?" "Ken." "Ken who?" "Can you believe I've been getting away with sexual assault for 25 years? This is also a court of controversy about Trump's sexual assault allegations. Past employees of Trump Tower said that at the age of 30, Trump was dating 14-year-olds. Some of them even said that he would go to high school football games. That just isn't right. I mean, the Republican Party says they can get rid of ISIS, legal immigrants, and poverty, whatever, but they can't get rid of this guy. Just odd to me. I'll see you next week, and goodbye.
Epilogue. I'm glad about the new life. My soulmate TJ is the best. Although he did claim to be in prison for killing his wife, he's still actually pretty nice. He probably didn't kill his wife. I also love the food here, too. They're serving chicken today with potatoes and gravy, like the prison lunch ladies do every Saturday. Also, I've almost forgot about the incident at the asylum. I've moved on. Also, I love the bathroom conditions, especially the one on the West Wing, aka prison rooms 15 to 80. Sometimes I step into the gymnasium where I break a leg trying a cartwheel or a balance beam. It gets me wonderful exercise at the prison. Sometimes I go to the library in the South Wing, where the utility rooms are. They have great novels and even better audio tapes. It's surprisingly not that bad in prison, even if your roommate is a murderer. I actually like this place. I remember one day in particular, though. One that scarred me for the rest of my life. I saw a red stain on the floor next to my sleeping roommate. I saw the stain was blood, and I quickly realized that my roommate was bleeding. I saw his wound. It looked like someone had cut his right arm open. I wasn't as horrified as I was compared to when I saw the metal pieces on the floor and on my roommate's arm. They were stitches. For any of you who are recording right now, For anybody who is listening right now, I want to say thank you so much for being my audience. I know not a lot of people pay attention to the Hicks and Hubs podcasts, but for you people out there who do, I'm super glad that you enjoy listening to our podcasts. Thank you so much, and I will keep doing stories. That was the end of my first story exploring the old asylum. Thank you so much, and I will see you next week on the Hicks and Hub podcast.
Hey, it's Cece, your book extraordinaire. Today I'm reviewing Salt to the Sea by Ruta Sepetti. Centered around the Soviet invasion of Germany, we follow three refugees, Joanna, Florian, and Amelia, as they attempt to navigate the rocky terrain of World War II. This book made me feel more than a book has in a really long time. I loved every character. They were all wonderful in their own unique way. The ending left me truly heartbroken. It tore my soul to pieces. With all the different turns and twists, it paints a beautiful picture of what war can destroy and bring together.
This book surpasses even Marvelous. Come back next week for my review of We All Looked Up by Tommy Walker.
So, This is going to be a Hickson events update. In student council, we've been working out some kinks for a few events. And one we are trying to plan is a snowball, a formal dance that will happen January, February, somewhere around there after winter break. Another one is Festival of Nations. It will probably have at least a couple food trucks, maybe some stands, and we'll just try and represent as many countries as we can. So, yeah.